St. Patty's Day this weekend. This is a St. Patrick's tradition here with Taz and Jim. Playing the game, is Patrick there? Our contestant is Noah. How you doing, Noah?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You plan to celebrate St. Patty's with a couple of cold ones?
Oh, you know I do.
$100 worth of Lotto Max tickets on the line. All you got to do is guess whether or not Patrick is going to be in the pub that we call over in Galway, Ireland. Galway is the city we're calling, and the name of the establishment is Finnegan's.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Finnegan's in Galway, Ireland. Doesn't get much more Irish than that. So Jim is going to put on his best Irish accent. And he's going to ask for Patrick. Do you think there'll be a Patrick at the pub?
I don't think there will be a Patrick at the pub.
Let's find out. Good luck.
All right.
Hello, Finnegan's Galway.
Hello, is Patrick there?
Patrick who?
Patrick O'McBlarney Stone.
No.
About 5'10". Big red hair. He's always wearing pants that are just a little too short. He's probably got some exposed ankle going on.
No.
Huh, that's weird, because he's my brother-in-law, and he hasn't showed up to the job site for about 3 days in a row, and if I know him, he's probably trying to knock on your establishment to get to, you know, warm pint of Guinness.
No. Bye.
Would you mind yelling out for him? He's got big ears. He'll probably hear you. Just say, hey, Patrick. Might be in the bathroom kind of getting into that Killarney marching powder, if you know what I'm saying.
She's gone.
I got a feeling she does know him. Patrick.
Oh, that Patrick. Congratulations, Noah. You nailed it, Patrick. Not around this year.
Go.
And I got to say, Jim, boy, you really are a master of improv.
Hello, Finnegan's Galway.
Hello, is Patrick there?
Patrick who?
Patrick O'McBlarney Stone.
No.
And I think that's the moment you realize this might be a prank call.
I know them O'McBlarney Stones, but they don't have a son named Patrick.
I know Seamus O'McBlarney Stone. Any
Connor
relation?
Connor O'McBlarney Stone. There is no... Wait a second. There's no Patrick O'McBlarney Stone in this neighborhood.
Who is this? The Pittsburgh Penguins were forced to postpone their Jaromir Jagr bobblehead giveaway after a shipment of bobbleheads was stolen. Penguins announced Thursday the shipment carrying bobbleheads of Jaromir Jagr was stolen after arriving in California. Team had intended to give away bobbleheads to the fans during a game last week. Instead, the club had to give out vouchers. So you could redeem the voucher for a Jagr bobblehead at a later date.
Wow. What a monkey wrench thrown in the theme night, eh?
I wonder if the thieves knew they were targeting a shipment of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads, or maybe they thought it was a truck full of, like, Jagr.
Oh, they just misinterpreted the manifest at the trucking station?
It's a truck of Jagr. We can pour shots at all the bars that the mob owns. And
sure.
But their faces when they opened the boxes, they thought they had the score of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'd highly doubt there's a black market for that many bobbleheads. Like, they're not collector's items yet. I'm sure they just wanted the cube van more than the bobbleheads. But
shipment of Jagr bobbleheads stolen.
If they don't find the thieves, like, eventually these bobbleheads will be discovered. When? 40, 50 years from now? Like, they're going to end up somewhere, whether it's the dump, I don't know, or in a warehouse somewhere. They're not going to disappear.
It's a mystery. I understand that police are investigating, and I can only imagine what it was like for the crime scene investigators when they realized that these things were stolen. Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. What we got to do is take a look at the suspects and then mull it over.
Oh, I had the CSI thing ready to go. What happened?
Mullet over. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting hyped for this solar eclipse that is coming. The full solar eclipse happening April 8th. And in the Taz and Jim listening area, there's some places where it's going to be better to watch than others. Like Niagara Falls, apparently, is the best place to watch.
They're expecting a ton of people.
Million. Wow. A million visitors, they're saying. The mayor of Niagara Falls says it's going to be crazy. We're trying to prepare for the biggest event in the history of the city by far.
Hmm. I wonder what it is specifically about Niagara. Like, are you on the Maids of the Mist or whatever it's called while you look up? Or are we is it higher elevation? What makes it better?
Can you even look up? I can just imagine the optometrist visits that are going to spike after April the 8th, people trying to look directly at the full eclipse.
There's this shoebox trick where you poke a hole in a box that we all did as kids. But they're also the new one is you just put your phone up to your phone can only get so bright. So if you're looking through your phone at the eclipse, you're not hurting your eyes, apparently.
Why don't you just go take a video and show it to me? How's that sound?
Well, I'll wear two sunglasses over top of each other.
You can't see it in real life. What's the point of even looking at it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, through the box, that's a fun novelty. But once you do it once, that's pretty much the only time you ever need to do it.
You're saying hotels in Niagara Falls could be up to $1,000 a night.
Jeez.
Because so many people are heading down there. What was the event up to this point that drew the biggest crowd in Niagara Falls? Any idea?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Remember Nick Wallenda?
Last time REO Speedwagon was in town?
Nick Wallenda?
The tightrope walker guy. That was a big deal. That was actually cool.
Who walked across the tightrope while praising Jesus the whole time.
Thank you, Jesus.
It
worked.
Jesus, no Jesus. Don't let me fall, Jesus. Please, Jesus, no Jesus.
Jesus, take the pole. I need your balance.
And that only drew around 150,000 people, and they're saying a million could be flocking to Niagara Falls for this eclipse. So if you're planning on going, expect to spend some money and expect to be around a lot of people. Devin Peacock is the sports guy here on the Taz and Jim Show. Hi, Dev.
Hey, guys.
Let's talk OHL hockey. There's an interesting opinion piece that was written in the where is it here?
Hamilton Spectator?
Was it the Spectator? Yeah, I thought so. Saying that maybe the Hamilton Bulldogs can be a two-city team in the future.
Hey, it's an idea.
It's a heck of an idea.
When you're group thinking, there's no bad ideas.
Obviously, the Bulldogs have moved to Brantford because there's renovations that are going to happen eventually at First Ontario Center in Hamilton. And Brantford, they've really taken a shining to the team.
Brantford likes the Bulldogs. The Brantford Bulldogs has a nice alliteration to it. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. Listen, I read this article. This guy clearly he's a Brantford native, lives in Hamilton, likes the Bulldogs, wants both cities to have the franchise. So the idea is to basically have a situation where they play some games in Brantford, some games in Hamilton, which to me is just no offense, a terrible idea.
It seems incredibly expensive to run an operation like that and not good for either fans. You can buy season tickets, but only for half the games or...
Well, think of it from I think you alienate half, you alienate all the fans half the time. Like for Hamilton, do you want to go to Brantford to watch these games? Like if you were an actual fan, you want to have the team in your city. For Brantford, you have taken this team in. They're going to be here for 3 years. They have really embraced the franchise. And now the idea is, okay, thanks for helping the team and supporting the team. We're going to be gone half the time.
And where are the Billet families going to live, Brantford or Hamilton?
Where's the franchise base?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a child of divorce, let me tell you guys, I love my dad. But I didn't love going to his apartment every second weekend.
Yeah. You didn't get twice as many gifts at Christmas?
It never totally felt like home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was always happy to see my dad. But,
Which city's the apartment, Taz?
I'm starting to think that Hamilton might be the divorced dad's apartment in this scenario.
They seem to be showing less love.
They had the team. It didn't quite work out. Listen, the answer is not to split between Brantford and Hamilton. The answer is to get Hamilton a new team so that both Brantford and Hamilton can have a team. So you can have a rivalry between Brantford and Hamilton. One of the other problems with this idea was, what do you call the team? Is it the Brantford Bulldogs? Is it the Hamilton Bulldogs?
The Hamford.
The Hamford Bulldogs.
Brantleton.
They were suggesting one of the worst names, again, no offense, one of the worst names I've ever heard, which was the GHA, which is a Greater Hamilton Area Bulldogs, which is, at that point...
That's just, not even a phrase.
Just fold the franchise. Just fold the team if that's the name.
The people in Brantford don't want to be called Hamilton. Just like people in Hamilton don't want to be called Toronto.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
call it the GHA. Then, like you said, everybody's angry.
Everybody's angry. Nobody likes it. Sometimes they say, you know, a good compromise. Everyone's a little upset with that sort of a name. Everyone hates it, and for good reason. Caw-caw!
Police in Toronto suggesting you leave your keys near the front door in case somebody breaks in and threatens you. That way they'll have easy access to steal your car.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them. And they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
Yeah, it's scary. I wouldn't want to get hurt.
Why even lock your door? They're not there to break your windows. They just want your car key. Just leave your door unlocked.
Leave your car running in the driveway with all the car doors open. And a sign that says free car. Hey, it's Taz and Jim. What do you think?
All I have to say is, we're not going to let you just walk on out of here. And they're going to say, who's we? Me, Smith, and Wesson.
The problem is, we're not living in the United States.
I know.
You do something like that, and you're the one who ends up in jail.
Well, there was a guy in Milton, right, that shot and killed, I think, some home intruders that had guns, and he got off.
Yeah, I think you will likely get arrested, and you'll probably have a trial, but the law will be on your side. Like, if you're chasing them down the street and then shooting them, no, but if they break into your house and they're armed or threaten that they're armed, then I think you would get away.
Threaten your children,
I
mean.
Everybody would put a GoFundMe page together for me. And
for your legal defense.
Okay. Yep.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Taz and Jim, who's this?
It's Nathan. How you guys doing?
Nathan, are you leaving your keys at the front door in case someone wants to steal your car?
Sure. I tell you what, I got the best solution ever. If everyone drove a 2002 Lancer like me that needed the tie rod replaced and hasn't had an oil change in a year,
there we go.
You don't got to worry.
Manual transmission?
How long until the police put out that statement?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to buy crappy cars. That way, nobody's going to want to steal them.
There's no resale value, and they won't make it out of the neighborhood.
We got to stifle the supply, boys. We got to stifle the supply. No, all jokes aside, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's just another kind of, you know, something else to be sad about in this province right now. It's just everything is a little bit ridiculous, but yeah.
I hate that we're living in a society where we're being told to leave our keys at the front door for thieves, yet we have to scan our receipt or they won't let us leave the grocery store.
100%.
We're being treated like criminals, but the criminals... We're being told to give them more hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's almost like, you know, the people who are good and, aren't out to cause any issues, you know, we're getting looked at like we're stealing a loaf of bread. But meanwhile, these guys are being, you know, given vehicles, because they're waving around guns and whatever. But I get it. People are scared. No one wants their family to get hurt. But we got to find a better solution.
It's Taz and Jim. We're getting a bunch of text messages here about this story, Toronto police saying, leave your keys by your front door in case somebody breaks into your house. And this is a big problem in the GTA. They're kicking in doors and they're saying, give me your keys or I'm going to kill you or I'm going to harm you. I've got a gun, that sort of stuff. This is an organized crime thing that has gotten, over the past couple of years, like way out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So leave the keys by the front door. That way, if they kick in the door, you can say, they're right there. Take them. People are pretty frustrated with the situation. I like this text message. If they came into my house, they'd have to get past Harvey. LOL. Look at that cute doggy. Harvey.
Cute right now.
Harvey looks like a cute dog, but apparently Harvey is trained to bite for the nuts.
Oh. Harv.
Harvey, yes, we're getting comments.
What if it's a lady thief?
Harvey's going to be confused.
Oh, just give me a belly rub.
We have people expressing frustration with the policing situation in this province, in this country right now. It is frustrating. And when you see headlines like this one that you're just telling me about, Jim, your car gets stolen, and then you see this in the news the next day.
Yeah, well, this is specifically U.S. news, but it seems to be a pattern across North America. Pittsburgh police will only respond to calls in progress, emergencies. Sorry, that's... It's not telling a story here. The purge in Pittsburgh, police won't respond to certain crime calls between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. So they've taken away their reception desk at the main police headquarters in Pittsburgh. They're saying unless there's like a murder or something going on, they will no longer answer the phone or go to the calls between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. And they've cut staff at that time too. So there's now like a blackout time for thieves to be way more active. So if you're going to commit a crime in Pittsburgh, I think 5 a.m. is the money time.
Between 3 and 7, you got a good chance of getting away with it.
It just seems crazy. I don't know much about law enforcement, but can you not just like slightly modify the laws to extend the punishment, extend the sentence, or if you bust these shipping companies that are shipping them to other countries and making money, that sentence needs to be increased. Yeah. Like,
well,
just bust.
We had that story about the guy who drove to Quebec because he had a tracker on his car, which was stolen from his driveway in Toronto.
Yeah.
And he was standing at the dock pressing his key fob, and he could hear his car alarm going off in a shipping container. And he called the police, and they told him, don't do anything. We can't do anything about it right now. It's like, what are you talking about? I can hear my car. It's in that box.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody has to be accountable. If your business is being taken advantage of and thieves are using it to get rid of stolen cars, you also need to be held accountable if you're allowing this to happen.
Last comment. We need more Batmen.
Or one.
Put a Batman in every city. That's the solution.
Sure.
Taz and Jim. Devin Peacock is here with us. And, St. Paddy's Day is coming up on Sunday. Basically, it's coming up tomorrow because, you know, Saturday night is going to be the big party night. Midnight, it's actually St. Paddy's Day, and you just keep her going right until Monday.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some traditionalists that will really get into it on Sunday morning, but it's going to be St. Patrick's Day
weekend. I
don't know.
Irish people, they won't drink 7 days a week.
Yeah, they're not drinking twice in a row.
Yeah, not us Irish people. And not on a Sunday. It's not like we drink in church with wine every Sunday.
Dev, you were telling us the University of Guelph is doing something interesting to help out students who might party too hard this weekend.
Yeah, so this
Patty's is
in partnership with the hospital there. ERs do tend to see an increase in people going to the hospital because of alcohol poisoning or alcohol-related issues. So what the University of Guelph has set up is an alcohol recovery room where people, students, can go if they've had too much to drink, if they're not feeling great, but you don't necessarily need to go to the hospital. They will have nurses there. They'll have people there that can help you, monitor you to make sure you're okay. And then when it's time to go. It's confidential. No one's going to be ratting you out to anybody, but it also keeps people out of the hospitals at a time when all the ERs are always busy.
Is there a guy in there with a grill making, like, egg sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, try to get that sponge in the stomach?
There should be.
Yeah.
Pizza guy?
Of course, just to help with that hangover. You need to eat just a guy with, like, 7 loaves of bread. Put this in your stomach.
Yeah, they really do need, and they should teach this at college campuses, how to drink and get to a point where you're having a good time, but you're not ruining your night. You know what I mean? How to find the sweet spot. I feel like
it's called high school.
We could teach that course, though. We should be teaching that course at universities, Jim.
So we would have lab coats on.
Right. How to drink.
What's your strategy?
Without getting to the point where you feel like you need to go to the emergency room.
What would your advice be? Because I would say, like, every half an hour, try to keep a, this is amateur hour here, but one beer every half an hour and then follow it with a glass of water.
Stay hydrated.
That's a great way to stay ahead of the game.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You got to stay hydrated. You have to eat.
There was
a St. Patrick's Day where it got a little away from me. This was when I was in my 20s. I got together with a buddy. We went out in the afternoon.
You're having so much fun, you forget to eat lunch.
We forgot to eat lunch. And then lunch became evening, and I don't quite remember the rest of the evening, although I later met people for the second time the first time a couple months later, and I was talking to people like, hey, I'm Devin. Like, yeah, I know, I met you 3 months ago.
Oh. Yeah. Other advice, don't mix alcohols. That's a classic that you learn young, you know?
Yeah.
If you stick with beer... I mean, beer before liquor, never been sicker. That's a saying for a reason.
It's a day for green beer. Just stick to the beer.
Stick to the beers.
See
keep
what
a steady
I mean?
Pace.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
We're saving lives.
I think we could make some money doing this.
I think so. An elective course, you know?
Why don't we just show up at the anonymous alcohol recovery room at Guelph University this weekend and start giving people lectures?
I told you so.
This is a video that's gone super viral. A woman on TikTok posted a video about being in Las Vegas and conversations she overheard in the pool. There's a bachelor party in the pool, and she heard them talking about how the groom-to-be had sex with another woman in Vegas at the bachelor party. So she decided to take it on herself and let the bride know what her fiance was up to.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters, so I went over and I just said, hi, where are you from, whatever, and he was super flirty. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats, and I have his Instagram. His name rhymes with Cat Saddams. I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
Matt Adams.
Look at him. Adams, or possibly Pat Adams.
Yeah, I don't want to pigeonhole anybody. I'm glad she got way more specific, because there'd be a lot of guys in Vegas. But honey, I didn't do anything. This lady said. But the pink hats, the name, if this is true, that's
Cat,
narrowing
Cat
it down
Saddams.
Pretty good.
Cat Saddams.
Yikes.
What do you think of that? Do you think that's... this is more... Is it a guy code thing? This is a girl code thing. Do you think she did the right thing?
My first instinct is she making this up for clout? Because you just never know these days. I can't blame her. She doesn't know this guy. And you shouldn't be cheating on your fiance at your bachelor party. That's a dirtbag move. If your buddies ratted you out, I wouldn't blame them either. But you can't be cheating on your fiance at a bachelor party. It's stupid.
Why are you getting married?
Yeah. Leave her. Figure it out.
Waiting for a follow-up. Want to know if Kat Saddams.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this gal, the bachelorette's doing the exact same thing. Because I doubt a guy would rat her out as quick as a girl would rat him out, right?
That's true. I can't see a guy posing, hey, if your fiance was at the pool yesterday, she offered to sleep with me, and I said no. You shouldn't be doing that because you're getting married.
I came here to play poker, and that's it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.